Good evening, everyone. We begin the readout tonight with three big stories that demonstrate President Biden, well, Bidening, returning to his foreign and domestic policy wheelhouse after a tough first year as president, in which his priorities reflected a very different politician from the one that many of us have come to know. First, we have one of the most significant counterterrorism operations of his presidency to date, an overnight U.S. military raid in Syria that led to the death of the leader of ISIS, who detonated a bomb inside of a building that killed himself and members of his family rather than be taken alive. After the raid, President Biden issued this warning.
Last night's operation took a major terrorist leader off the battlefield, and it sent a strong message to terrorists around the world. We will come after you and find you.
We also saw today Biden Bidening on the domestic front, arriving in New York to discuss gun violence with Mayor Eric Adams, a former police captain who has described himself politically as a kind of Brooklyn Biden. It was a very symbolic meeting, down to its location at NYPD headquarters.
The answer is not to defund the police. It's to give you the tools, the training, the funding to be partners, to be protectors.
We're going to provide funding for cities and state to put more police officers in the places we need them.
It was a meeting of like minds on gun crime. Two Democratic executive leaders who rejected the defund the police movement while pledging to address criminal justice and police reforms while on the campaign trail. Now, let's face it, this is a comfortable place for Joe Biden, a fundamentally centrist politician who helped write the controversial 1994 crime bill. Lately, Biden is spending time tackling issues that he spent his entire career covering,